Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E.
Oh, look at you!
All right, honey, buddy, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here, hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Point is powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. You know what I mean? I survived it, and I'm at the end of it.
Good morning, Cherise. I'm sorry. Good morning, Cherise. Yep, Ms. Delaney Renice Williams. She is here going to talk to us about the CBD oil industry. And again, the number is 319-527-6099 if you'd like to join us. And like I said, today's episode is brought to you by Purple Diamond Publishing. And here to tell us a little bit about Purple Diamond Publishing and how she can help you, Cherise Kateri Cox.
Good morning, Ellen. Good morning, everyone. It's Brian.
Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, gosh. Okay, Purple Diamond Publishing is not your average publishing company. What I am is a literary consultant, which means that you've written your book, so now what do you do with it? You need an editor. You need a cover designer. You need a formatter. You need to have the right tools so that you can get to the big publishing company. You need, oh, gosh, there's so many things that you need to do on your book. So what I do is I teach you how to do those things. And in the interim, hopefully, you will get a contract.
So what if people, what if they don't want to deal with the big publishing companies? And they want to keep, you know, they want to do it all on their own. Can you show them how to do that too?
Oh, definitely. I could definitely get you on the best on the New York Times bestseller list as an independent author too. You just have to have the right tools to do so.
Cool. And what? And again, what are some of the tools that they that people need that authors need to have?
You need to have an ISBN number. Your book has to be professionally done. So you have to really care about your editing and your formatting so it doesn't come out looking like a mess when it is printed. And you also need a barcode.
Cool.
You know, things help track how many sales you have.
Yeah. So, Cherise, how can people get in touch with you to talk to you about their book and helping them?
Okay, well, your initial consultation is free. So what you can do is you can send me an email at purplediamondpublishing2018 2014, all one word, at gmail.com. And we will set up a time where I will actually call you so that that way you don't have to spend any money on calling me. I will spend my money on calling you.
Yep. You guys hear that? You authors out there, you hear that? Take advantage of Purple Diamond Publishing. Thank you, Charisse. And now, without further ado, the number one radio personality on Blog Talk Radio, Brian the Hammer Jackson. Good morning, Brian.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you, Ellen. Thank you, Charisse, for sponsoring the show with Purple Diamond Publishing. It's a fantastic company. She is also fantastic, and it's a great way to start your success with Purple Diamond Publishing if you're an author. Thank you, Charisse. Hey, everybody, guess what? She's Houston-born, but she lives in Kansas. We're going to talk about CBD oil. I first found out about CBD oil about maybe a year ago, and we went, we did some investigation, and I can't find anything wrong with it. But today we have a special guest. Her name is Delaney Williams, and we're going to get right to the root of it. And without further ado, we're going to let Delaney in, and we're going to talk about CBD oil. You know, we had a problem with CBD oil. We tried to sell it in our store, and a lot of our e-commerce people got rid of us. They said we cannot sell it. So there's a lot of misconception about CBD oil. Now, remember, it's not marijuana. I mean, you're not getting the THC, but you're getting that the relaxation of it. And I'll let Miss Delaney Williams tell you all about it. So without further ado, and thank you, Ellen, for opening the show. Our special guest is here. Everybody, usually
we
send a call.
Full studio, Brian. I mean, Tata Ta's here.
Tata 888. King's here, and King's show's coming up right after this one. I mean, he is a celebrity, and we got celebrity chef Charisse, the A-list, showed up for CBD oil. This is going to be a great show. I better be on my A game, huh? All right, without further ado, let her in. Delaney Williams, everybody. Good morning, Delaney. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I hope everybody can hear me. Can everybody hear me?
Yes, we can. We can hear you loud and clear. Hello.
Well, good morning, everybody. I wanted to just say thank you guys for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. I'm super excited to bring this information forth to you guys because, like you did say, there is a big, huge misconception about CBD, you know, so I'm your girl to give you some more information and to kind of break that barrier and help people understand what it actually is. So are we ready to gain some knowledge today?
Yes, we are.
Awesome. Okay, so first and foremost, my name is Delaney Williams. I'm a Houston native, born and raised, and I moved here to Wichita, Kansas locally about 4 years ago. And I just have to say that I love the city. And its potential and the opportunities that it brings. So, wonderful place to be. Again, like you said, CBD is definitely just confusing to most people. Some people don't know what it is. But for me, it's just been a thing that's really helped heal me and change my life and change others as well. So, I know the big question is, what is CBD? What is it? Like, what is this? Is it weed? Is it marijuana? Is it THC? What's going on here, right? So CBD is one of the non-toxic chemical compounds of the cannabis plant, and it doesn't play the role of the high or that psychoactive feeling many people associate cannabis with, right? Okay, so what it does, pretty much to kind of explain it, here for you. It all comes from the cannabis plant. So it's two species. You have your hemp, which is your species one, which is what I deal with. And then you have your marijuana, which does have that CBD content, about 10%. But marijuana has that 20% THC. So that's where you get your psychoactive and all that crazy feeling, you know, the appetite. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people think that CBD is going to have that effect on you, but it's not. So CBD has the content of 20% CBD, and it contains less than 0.03 THC. So that's literally not even enough to make you feel anything as far as that high compound, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So cannabinoids have a direct effect on the body through cannabinoid receptors in our cells. So a lot of people don't know that. We already have a system built within ourselves called an endocannabinoid system that is able to receive everything and every good thing about CBD. So we already have a system built in to receive it. Not mm-hmm. everybody knows it, so that's really amazing. So whenever you have a product that contains CBD or you drink a tea, your body's already naturally going to receive it, and really start healing and feeling really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
So,
I do have a question.
Yes.
Even though CBD oil doesn't really have the components of, let's just say, weed, regular weed or marijuana.
Yeah, right.
But
right.
It does. Uh-huh. But it does have. How can I say the other word? I'll make up a word. A smickering of it. What mm-hmm. I mean by that
yeah.
is that a lot of people are afraid to take it because some people have mm-hmm. jobs that take to do
yeah.
drug tests, and they're afraid
yeah.
that some of it, even if it's a small amount, that the THC
mm-hmm.
may show up. Is that possible?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm so glad you asked that question because I
mm-hmm.
get that all the time. So, okay, the way I explain it to everyone to kind of make them understand is even though CBD does have that small 0.03% of THC in it, that's not
mm-hmm.
enough to show up in any drug test. It's proven.
Uh-huh.
I tried it myself. So if you do have a job where, you know, you do get drug tested and you're kind of afraid, you know, that component might, you know, get you to lose your job, don't worry
mm-hmm.
about it. It's not going to show up in your drug test at all. Not at all.
Hmm.
So it's 100% safe.
And what is the misconception of CBD oil? I mean, it is new. When I say
mm-hmm.
new, it's been around, but it's been publicized
yeah.
and out in the open maybe for a year. So mm-hmm. now, what is the misconception of taking CBD oil?
Okay. So one of the biggest, for me, what I've noticed, one of the biggest misconceptions of CBD oil or anything that has CBD in it is that, when I take it, I'm going to get high. Or, when I take it, I'm going to get super sleepy and I'm not going to be able to do what I have to do during my day to be productive. That's one of the biggest things. But I'm here to tell you that that is 100% wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So like
mm-hmm.
I was saying earlier, hemp and CBD, it doesn't have that 20% THC, so you won't have that psychoactive, high feeling, the drowsiness, sleepy, hungry, all of those things. So in my way of explaining it, it's like you get all the healing benefits of it. You know, CBD has a lot of benefits that people just don't know. And like you said, CBD's been around for a very long time. It's just now, if you notice, if you go to your local gas station, you go to Walmart, you go to any store, you're seeing it everywhere, correct?
Right, right.
Exactly. And just a little fun fact, CBD is actually projected to be a $22 billion industry by year 2022. So that's insane. Yes.
Yeah, it is.
It's definitely
it is.
On the rise. Mm-hmm, yes. So, again, you see it everywhere. It's becoming the new thing, but I want people to understand that it's not just a trend. It's not just a phase. It's actually
right.
something that's helping change people's lives, and it's changed mine included. So if you guys don't mind, can I share some of the benefits CBD can do for you? Absolutely.
Sure.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
so this is just a small description of some of the things that it's able to do. So it protects against cancer. It reduces nausea. It reduces
mm-hmm.
pain, anxiety, and I know that's a big thing. Especially now with what's going on in the world. It is a antibacterial, and it has a lot of preventative health benefits. It helps with seizures. It reduces inflammation. You get better sleep, not the drowsy sleep, but it's just
mm-hmm.
a peaceful, calm sleep. And you wake up so early and alert and just excited. That's what I do.
Oh,
it inhibits cancer cell growth. Mm-hmm.
Right.
It helps with PTSD. A lot of women or men, they go through this. They don't have regular bathroom experiences. So mm-hmm. one of the conditions that it's called is IBS, which is irritable bowel syndrome.
Right.
A lot of people don't understand, but we should be having a bathroom experience every day, and if not more than once a day, right? Because we're eating more than once a day, correct?
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
So a lot of times people don't understand, if you are not having that bathroom experience regularly, all that is building up in your system just over time, right? And it's creating toxins, and it's just going to cause a lot of other health issues further down the line that you really could avoid, honestly.
Right.
Right. So that's one of the main things that it's helped me with, because I did have that. You know, I don't do that regularly, but ever since I've been taking these products and including it in my normal regimen, it's been nothing but great success. So that's just some of the small benefits. But yeah, it's really changed my life, and it's changing others. So I'm excited about it.
Well, let me ask you. Go ahead, Ellen.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Brian. No, I was going to ask her, does it help lose weight?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
So one of the things, I'm just going to touch on this really quickly. I'm a part of a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful company called TLC, and that what that stands for is Total Life Change. And we provide health and wellness products that help people all around the world. One of our main or most popular products that we sell, and we've been in business since 1999, okay? So we are not new to this. One of the main things that we sell is a IASO tea. And what it is, it's a detox tea. Like I was saying before, for people that do have IBS, or just everybody, in my opinion, needs to detox and cleanse your upper and lower intestine. Because, like I said, a lot of times we have a lot of backed up food, bowel, just everything in our system, and that creates a lot of health issues along the way, right?
Sure.
So what the tea does is it helps you remove all of those inflammations, the toxins, right out of your system. And by default, yes, you do lose some weight. So we don't really advertise it as a weight loss tea. It's just by default, by you removing everything, yeah, you can lose that weight. You can look good.
Yeah, no shit. Love it.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, let me,
I wonder if she has samples, Brian.
Samples? I don't.
Do I have samples? Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's one of the main things that I love to do, is sample to people.
I feel a little constipated right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, I give our samples all the time. I want everybody to feel it and know that it works, you know, because it can be scary.
Ooh.
You know, a lot of times people think, you know, you're just selling them something to make money. No, no, no.
Right.
We provide products that you actually feel.
You know what? That sounds great. Let me ask you a couple questions. Samples, huh?
Yeah.
Ellen?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Nice. Here's what I want to ask you. We have a lot of people who have kids who are autistic. We have some people who have, you know, other disabilities, you know, challenged disabilities.
Yes.
Two questions. It's a two-part question. One, is it does it work for kids who are autistic? Two, how young could you start somebody, a child, on CBD oil?
Yes.
Those are the two questions I have.
Okay.
It's a two-parter question.
Okay. So I'm so glad you asked me that question, because that's a very personal question something I deal with, because a lot of people don't know autism is it's at an all time high right now.
Sure.
And a lot of times it's in a lot of boys more rather than girls. So I have a 6-year old son. He's the love and my joy of my life. So he's not diagnosed at this time, but I am in the process of having him go to therapy and getting him diagnosed, because I do believe that he is on the spectrum of autism, and that's why I'm so passionate about it, because CBD oil does in fact help with autism. A lot of times autistic children, they have a lot of speech delays or speech barriers or just emotional differences that you and I don't really face, right? So one thing that I found out that it helped with my son is that it helped to clear his mind because he's a thinker. He has a million things going on in his head at once, and sometimes it gets frustrating not to be able to express how you're feeling at that moment, right?
Right.
So one of the things that it's helped him do is just calm his mind, relax, and just express himself. It's been a mood lifter for him. It helps him communicate and have that social interaction that you and I just shared easily, but it's a little different for people with autism, you know. And
right.
Autism spectrum, it's super broad. It's everyone's case is different, right?
Right.
And mm-hmm. I feel that CBD oil definitely helps aid in helping them relax, helping them calm their minds, communicate, be happy. Their moods mm-hmm. are lifted. They get really good sleep. And it's just, it's really helped my son develop more with his mind and expand his brain and helped him with his speech because he did have a speech delay. So
right.
I'll get emotional. But, yeah, it definitely helped him. So I'm so thankful that I even researched and was presented this product because it's definitely helped. And part two of your question,
mm-hmm.
as far as the age limit, on when you should start your child on it. So here's the thing. I would definitely, before you know, have your child take it, I would definitely get recommendation or just an idea from your doctor just in case, because a lot of times, you know, CBD oil, you can get it from anywhere. So I definitely recommend getting a higher grade and a quality form of CBD oil. Don't just get it, you know, from your local store, you know, that's $5
right.
because you don't really know what you're getting, right? So I definitely would try to get one that's of quality and also ask your doctor more about it. But after that, you get the okay from your doctor, I honestly feel you can start as low as 2. The only thing, you just have to make sure the younger the child, you might want to start with lower dosages just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see how their body accepts it, see how they react to it. Definitely start with
mm-hmm.
smaller portions, and then whatever the directions say, you can kind of go up from there. But, yeah, CBD oil is for everybody, in my opinion.
I thought your name was familiar. How long has we been Facebook friends? I think we're Facebook friends. I thought it was familiar.
We might be. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes, we are. I'm looking at you right now. You're
be.
Up there. Yeah, what do you mean, might be? I'm looking at you posing, Miss Boss Lady. Look at that.
You seen it.
I'm looking at it now. Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
That was,
yeah, I've been on Facebook
for
a while now.
Yeah, we have, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
CBD oil really works. Look at that.
Yes, it does.
Okay,
yes.
All right. I'm going to tell. Let me just share this to King. You know what I mean? King, he's an artist. All right. Ellen's being inappropriate. Sorry. Going back to CBD. Going back to CBD oil, I like that, you know. Now, I wanted to talk about the doses because, see, that's kind of confusing when people are going to first get into it and there's different doses and it's not regulated. So how do people know to get to the higher dose? They want to do it. Maybe they're in pain or they're not in pain.
Mm-hmm.
What is the dose you recommend for somebody who first going to try it to relieve any kind of pain or anything in their body?
Okay. Well, okay, so depending on the milligrams of it, because you got milligrams from 10 milligrams of CBD all the way up to, I've seen, 3,000 milligrams of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, naturally, the higher the dosage, the more potent, right? So
right.
What I would recommend, and a lot of times CBD oil, you take it under the tongue, and it's a tincture, so
right.
or a little Doppler.
Mm-hmm.
So what I recommend, if you have a lower milligram kind of CBD oil, you can take about 5 to 10 to 15 milliliters. But if
mm-hmm.
you have something that's super potent, super strong, and it's like 1,000, 1,500, 2,000, 3,000 milligrams, definitely just start small, you know, because it might be a lot for you, you know, especially if it's your first time and it's not already, you know, been in your system and you already have your body receiving it. So I would definitely start with just about, let's just be safe, about 10 milligrams of it.
Mm.
And a lot of times that's going to be about half of your tincture. you know, depending on the size of it. But, yeah, about half of your tincture, you should be fine. But if you use too much, I mean, it's not going to hurt you or anything. You're just going to be very relaxed.
I'll say that. Now, how did you start with it? Why did you start taking CBD oil? Did you hear from a friend? Like you said, you had some, you were, you know, you had the problems entertaining yourself mm-hmm. in a bathroom. I'm going to put it to you that way.
Okay,
that's a long way. I didn't mean it.
Oh, my God. Why would you just say she had
I don't think I said that.
Right. She said that. What are you mad at me for?
Oh, my God.
Didn't I use the right word? Okay, you have.
She had irritable bowel syndrome.
Uh-huh.
I just said that.
No, you did not.
The way you worded it, you knew what you were doing.
I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm back at the picture. Look at you, boss lady. But so you heard about it. I guess you had the problem. So the friend of yours or your doctor recommended it to you, and how soon did it work? Give me the experience.
So, well, with me, it was much more than just not having those regular bathroom experiences. For me, I am a full-time single mom, busy working mm-hmm. woman, so I have a lot on my plate. I'm very busy. I always have a million things going on at once. So for me, it's just been researching and trying to find something to create some zen and some balance. You know, my life is beautiful.
Right.
I love it. But when you have a lot on your plate, it tends to cause a lot of anxiety, some stress, maybe a little depression here and there. For the most part, I'm a happy person, but, you know, life happens. So for me, that's been one of the things, just trying to find something that helps, you know, soothe me, relax me, and just get me that reboost that I need. So that's really what sparked it. And then, of course, recently I've just been in such deep research for natural remedies to help aid people in their health issues, because I am a big believer in that. I feel that natural is always going to be the best way. I don't take any forms of medication at this time. I don't. I am a natural healer, so I don't really need it. Of course, other things have to take place. You know, you have to eat a certain way. You know, a lot of people don't want to talk about that because it's not fun. Your entire diet and all of those things. But I want people to understand there's ways to eat things that you enjoy, and it doesn't have to be disgusting, but it's going to be really good for your body, and it's going to heal you.
Sure.
Because I like to live. I'm trying to live long.
Of course.
So that's really what started it for me, yeah.
And how long have you you're selling the product now, if you're giving samples. So I figured you not only like the product, that you started to say, hey, I want to be part of this, and more of a – of a health, a mental health, as far as, you know, and physically healthy. So how long have you been selling the product?
And I'm so glad you asked that. Again, when I started taking the product, I noticed a difference immediately. And I tried them out because I like to try before I buy, you know, just in case. But I tried the product, you know, for a good month, and I immediately seen the changes in my mood, in my health, in my weight, in everything, in my skin. Oh, my goodness, CBD is so good for your skin.
Really?
So, absolutely, yes, because real quick, one of the first signs that you need to detox is when your skin starts to, you know, have acne breakouts, you know, psoriasis, dry patches. That's the toxins from inside trying to exude itself out. So that's one of the main signs that you need to get you a good detox. But, yeah, so I've seen that the products worked and that they were amazing. So I'm like, there's an opportunity to make some money here. You know, let me get involved. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I say, 2022, CBD is going to be $22 billion. I'm going to have my seat at the table, and I'm going to have a piece of that. I will.
Yeah.
So
I
decided to, you know, just go for it. You know, I was scared. You know, a lot of times when you're a salesperson or you're trying to, you know, boost products to people, it can be scary. But for me, I don't have to sell anything because the products do the work for me.
Sure.
They do.
Sure.
Yeah. So all I have to do is continue to take them and just let people know what I'm doing. And the money's there. I promise it's been amazing. Yeah.
Now, we have – are there still states out there that are kind of have regulations against CBD oil? Or are all 50 states are saying, hey, it's okay, it's, you know, marijuana is legal, that's legal. Are you having some problems in some states selling it?
Well, the only issue as far as the states is what I've noticed is just Canada. They they can't really do like the CBD right now. So for them, if they wanted to do like the CBD products, they kind of have to get it shipped a different way, or they just have to go with our original products that don't have the CBD infused with it. So again, with state regulations, it's really only been just overseas, like Canada and all of that over there.
Okay.
But for 50 states, I believe it's all good. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's get to the meat and the bones of the situation, the money.
Yeah.
All right, because that's what everybody's thinking about.
Everybody loves money.
That's right, but here's what's on everybody's mind. Let's say we go out to dinner. What are you going to order?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, there's a lot of money involved here.
What does that have to do with CBD oil?
Well, no.
What does that have to do with money?
It does, because I got a feeling that you're going to go to a big restaurant and you're not going to McDonald's. All right.
Oh, no, we don't do McDonald's, no.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? So tell me about how much will a bottle, let's say an average bottle, if somebody's just starting and they want to buy a bottle, you'll suggest what kind of ounces they should buy, and then how much, what's the average cost of that?
Well, so with my company particularly, we do have CBD oil. So we have what's called Harmony Drops, and what that is pure CBD oil. So the milliliters of this one, it's 1 fluid ounce, and it's with full spectrum hemp extract, and it's 30 milliliters. And for this tincture, it's going to be $60. So for me, most good quality CBD oils, they should be about 60 and up. And, of course, the more milligrams you have, the higher it goes. You never really want to get into trying to be really cheap when it comes to, especially when it comes to something that you're taking and ingesting, right?
Right.
We don't need to play with that.
Right.
Because the cheaper oil, the more you have to worry about fillers and high fructose corn syrup and all of the things that you just don't need to be ingesting. So you want to make sure that you're getting a quality, pure CBD oil. But the company that I am a part of, we do have a full spectrum hemp oil, and it's $60. Mm-hmm. And I still have it. I get it every month.
Every month. Now, how long does a bottle usually last? How long does it usually last?
So for me and my little extra self, I take it more than once a day. So if you want to average just, you know, I'm a person, if you want to take it like before bed, you use it once a day, it'll last you a good month and a half to 2 months.
Really?
I use it a lot. So,
I mean, that's
and
not
they
bad.
Have, you know, bottles that are bigger. So, of course, the bigger the bottle, the longer, you know, it'll last. But, yeah, for me, yeah, it's quick.
Does the bottle come with a suggested time? I mean, how many you take? You know, like an aspirin will say take two every 4 hours.
Uh-huh.
Does it come with a suggestion of how often you should take it?
Yes, it does. So on the back of the jar, it'll have a section where it says take it, and it'll say place one Doppler, 1 milliliter under the tongue for 30 seconds and swallow.
Mm.
So it'll be once a day or as directed by your healthcare professional. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Any oil, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My God. Ryan.
Oh, I'm sorry. I love it.
He was in the moment. Thinking about oil.
I was. Remember, you're my Facebook friend, so you send a lot of crap I put up there. So you know what to expect from me. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to open up the phones right now because a lot of people are interested in it. And then after you talk to them, we're going to give you like 30 seconds to tell people how to reach you, how to get it and everything, especially the samples that you're going to send me and Ellen maybe.
Oh, yeah. Y'all can definitely get some samples. I wish I was in person. I would have them all together.
I wish you were in person, too. I'll get
oh, look at you.
Yeah, look at you. Behave yourself. Ellen is so inappropriate. Ellen, this is a professional interview. Good morning, King. Good morning, King.
Hey, what's going on with it, Brian? What's going on, Ellen, Delaney, everybody else tuning in right now?
Hey, what's going on?
That's right.
Not much.
King, what do you think about the CBD oil? What do you think? You're an artist,
man,
King.
I believe that's that was, you know, beautiful information. You know, I got fans who have kids that are autism, and you know, I'm definitely going to be sharing that information with them. So I guess that's the good thing about the CBD oil is that kids with autism can use it, you know. So, I mean, it's beautiful.
It is. And King's coming up right after he's coming up next right after your interview. He's kind of like a celebrity, you know what I mean? Look at King. It's like, you know, having King on a show, he's my brother, man. I love him, but, man, he steals my girls. You know what I'm saying? He just, there's no room. There's no room for both of us. I'm just conflicted. Thank you, King.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Ta-ta-ta. We have another person. Her name is Ta-ta-ta. Ta-ta-ta is 888. She's also a listener, and she's on some kind of medication. Ta-ta-ta, how do you feel today?
Good.
Good. Did you have any experience with CBD oil? Would you like to talk to Delaney Williams? Any questions?
My psychic teacher forces me. She keeps pushing CBD oil on me. I mean, yeah, she said some of the things that, you know, you guys shared, but I can't take it. I just can't take it. Like, I'm going to be an FBI, and I checked their website. Like, you can't take any form of drug for, 10 years before you get the job, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, Delaney, she's wants to join the FBI, and mm-hmm. she said 10-year span. I mean... We go back with the first question where a lot of people are afraid, the misconception of a lot of people are afraid to take it because they think it's going to come up in a drug test. I think mm-hmm. our laws are changing now, but do you have a response for Ta-Ta-Ta 888?
Well, first of all, hello, and thank you for joining in. I appreciate
you. Hello.
Yes,
thank
I love
you.
It. Thank you so much. So my first question to you is, with the job that you're trying to pursue, is it that the 10-year span is because of drug testing, or is it a little different? Is it another reason, or is it just specifically for that drug test?
I assume they're just going to ask you whether you've taken drugs within the past 10 years, and I don't lie.
Okay. Oh, okay. So, great news. It's not a drug. So, in that specific area, you don't really have to worry about that, and you can surely tell the truth because you haven't. CBD is not a drug. It's not a psychoactive, and it's not like you're ingesting marijuana or weed or anything. So what it's going to do is, again, it has that 0.03 component of THC. So it's literally, just to paint a picture for you here, it's literally like you have a little piece of pepper or a little mustard seed into a giant ocean. You're not going to see it at all. So that's about the picture of the component of how much THC is in CBD. So you can definitely successfully take CBD oil and not worry about, you know, the drug testing and, you know, lying on your job because it's not a drug. So I hope that's
true. Delaney,
technically,
it's a form of marijuana.
Mm-hmm. And you're right, it is. But what it is, if you think about the marijuana plant, it has two different species. So your species number one is the CBD component, and it doesn't have that THC. And then your species two is, of course, the marijuana, the psychoactive component, the part that has 20% THC. So that's what shows up in your drug testing and all of those things. But the hemp and the CBD, not that component at all. It just gives you all of the healing.
Okay, maybe I have a good idea. Like, I'll call FBI and ask them whether I can take CBD oil.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Thank you, Todd.
I would
definitely
bring the information to them. You know, ask them, hey, you know, I want to pursue this job, but I have some issues, and I wanted to, you know, take CBD oil. I wanted to know, what are the regulations on that? Can I do that? And just let them know, because a lot of people think that, you know, CBD is weed. It's not that. So just explain that to them. And I believe if you show them, they have stuff all on Google with, charts and things that will show you that CBD only has a 0.03 THC. So if you show that to them and present that, I feel like they'll be like, oh, okay. Because a lot of people don't know that. So Yeah, definitely.
Delaney, how many calories per drop?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that. So with the Harmony drops that my company provides specifically, a lot of our products are 100% natural. So with the CBD, it's only 9 calories.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm. Not at
well,
all.
Thank you.
Better
thank
than
you,
your donut, right?
Right. Dr. Todd, those great questions. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
And,
thank you.
Yeah. Charisse, our celebrity chef Charisse is here. And Charisse may have some questions. And Charisse, there you go. Delaney, Charisse.
Hi, Delaney.
How are you?
Okay. I just wanted to ask two questions. When did Autism Speak actually approve it for autistic kids? Because I have an autistic son.
Okay,
Charisse,
I'm going to ask you ask that one more time. I couldn't really hear you that good. Can you ask that one more time for me?
I said, when did, I know there was a study in for Autism Speak because I have an autistic child. And the last thing I heard from them was that they were just getting ready to start the the observation. They was they didn't actually approve it yet. So when did they actually approve it for autistic kids?
Well, as far as the specific date they did, that I don't know. But for me, what I did, I know that my son is on that spectrum. So I took it upon myself to try it out on my child. I tried it with myself first to check and see, you know, the effects, if it was safe. And then I just took it upon myself to give my son small dosages just to see how he reacts to it, and I've noticed a big difference and change in it. That's why I was saying it's important to get a quality CBD oil. You don't want to just get anything and try it, you know, on your child, because that's not, you know, safe. So for me, I feel that if you have a quality product, try it on yourself first, and then if it's safe for you and you, you know, notice good benefits, then it's safe for your child.
Okay, so Autism Speaks and doctors don't actually have approval for this yet.
Well, some do. With my son's therapist, she is a doctor, so I presented the information to her just, you know, again, to be safe. So I brought her the product, and I brought it to my son's doctor just so they can see the ingredients, see what's in it, and let me know and get the okay on it. So if you do that and your doctor approves it, your therapist approves it, I feel that that's all the approval you need. And at the end of the day, your mother, you know your child. So if it's safe for you, it's fine. And you get the approval from a doctor, it's all good.
Okay. And my other question is, I was married to a corrections officer, and I also have a friend that was actually fired from MTA. Because her doctor gave her CBD oil for her knee, and she tested positive, even though she had the prescription for the cream that she was using.
Okay.
Now, like I said, I was married to a corrections officer, and they told them in no uncertain terms are they allowed to use CBD oil because it contains hemp, and we couldn't even have hemp in our home.
Well, as far as that goes, that's why, again, it depends on where you get it from. Because with some companies or some people that do sell the oil and, you know, the topical creams, things like that, you have to make sure that the milligrams and the percentage is correct. So for me, I always keep paperwork with me. Especially if you know, do have those regulations and things in place to pretty much prove that, you know, you're not taking drugs and things like that. And you have to have paperwork just to better prove, you know, that you are not ingesting marijuana or any drug of any form. So me, I keep paperwork on me, and I also keep the information of each product on me to show that I'm all right. And, again, I live in Wichita, Kansas. I have friends that are officers, and I definitely got the okay with them first just just to further check. So as far as, you know, where you live and things like that, it just depends. And that was very unfortunate that that happened to that person. But, again, it just depends on where you're getting your products from.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Wow. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Ms. Lisa, do you have a question for Delaney Williams? This is Ms. Lisa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? I'm getting in a little late, as usual, but I am understanding that we're talking about CBD, right?
Yes.
I tried different forms. I tried once mm-hmm. a oil. Okay, first mm-hmm. let me go back. I have deteriorating cartilage disease.
Yes.
So my cartilage is deteriorating between my mm-hmm. bones, so I have bone on bone. And
yes.
it's extremely painful. So I used, I tested a cream once, and then that didn't work. So I started to order the little gummies, I guess,
yes.
the chewables.
Uh-huh.
That didn't work. So mm-hmm. what am I looking for to get the type of effect I need to bring down the pain?
Okay, so I'm so glad you asked that question. So first, what I would recommend to you, because you are, you know, dealing with that bone-on-bone issue, and I assume that is a lot of excruciating pain for you. So for you, I would recommend a cream with a higher dosage of CBD
mm-hmm.
in it. Do you remember mm-hmm. the amount of within the cream that you used? Do you remember that right off the bat?
I think the woman was being extra because the cream that she recommended when I went into the store, it had some type of fragrance, and not a fragrance, menthol to it.
Menthol,
and
yeah.
Yeah, it had some kind of menthol. So only thing I felt was a bunch of burning on top of the burning
mm-hmm.
that I already had.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But she didn't tell me what the dosage was.
Okay. So yeah, the dosage definitely is going to play a big role in that. So
mm-hmm.
a lot of times, you know, like your Bengay, your Tiger Balm, things like that, it does have that
mm-hmm.
menthol component in it. But
mm-hmm.
What you want to do is just make sure that that's not the main ingredient, because that's,
right.
that's what's going to cause most of that burning in it. And it can be pretty uncomfortable, actually. but
yeah, it is.
Yeah, trust me, I've been through it. And it doesn't smell good either. So one of the products that I provide, it's called Alleviate Cream. So what it is, it's a topical cream, just like, you know, what you experience, but it does have the CBD component infused in it, and it's not the last ingredient. So that'll let you know firsthand that it's quality, right? So it doesn't
mm-hmm.
only just have menthol, it has beeswax, it has cocoa butter, jojoba oil, it has peppermint, black peppermint. It has a lot of good extracts that are going to be good for your skin, and it's going to help with that soothing of the pain. So my mother, she has arthritis in her knees.
Mm.
So for her knees always swell very quickly. Her knees are always in pain. So I don't know exactly what area you always have your pain in, but my mother goes through the same thing. She's always in pain. So for me, what I've noticed is whenever she's having a spasm or, you know, her knees are in pain or her back,
mm.
I'll rub the cream on top, and she literally feels the difference, and it doesn't burn, because I asked her. She said
mm-hmm.
it feels good, it soothes her, and it helps her to not feel the excruciating pain. So for her, it's been amazing.
Well, I need to try that then. Where do I find
yes,
that product?
So where you'll find that product, if you go to www.linktree, so it's linktree.ee/, it's a lot, here we go. So the full name is going to be Talk Dirty to Me, but it's TalkDirteaTome. So it's a play on words there. But again,
oh,
I'll kind of read and reinforce. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I got lost back at the T-R-E-E.
Uh-huh.
dad. What was after the dad?
So after you do linktre period ee slash,
yes,
it's going to be talk.
Okay.
Dir.
Okay.
TEA. TONE.
TONE.
TOM like Mary E. So talk dirty to me.
Oh, okay, got you. Is it a .com, .net?
No, you'll just put that in and it'll pull up. It's a link tree.
Oh, okay.
We'll have each link.
Okay. And what's the name of the cream?
It's called Alleviate Cream.
Shut up, Brian.
Oh, the name. Oh, yeah.
Alleviate
Cream. All right, Brian, we have 4 minutes until the next show starts.
Okay, we're going to give Miss Delaney Williams about 30 seconds to, if we didn't talk about anything, she'll touch on it and tell everybody how to reach her and get the product. But first, I want to say a little thing, since you're my Facebook friend. You know, Delaney, when I was a male dancer, you know what I mean? you heard of Magic Mike, right?
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did. Well, they used to call me Black Magic Brian. And when I took to the stage, the audience disappeared. You know, maybe I was too much magic. You know, I got to tone it down. But
you were too hot for your own good.
I was. This has nothing to do about CBD oil. I just want you to know that, you know.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to give you about a minute and 2 minutes to explain everything. And if we didn't touch on anything, go ahead and do that. Let people know how they can reach you and get hooked up to the CBD oil. And we have King coming up. I mean, this guy's a hip-hop artist. Women just, you know, LL Cool J. LL used to stand for the Ladies Love Cool J. And King has the same thing, you know what I mean? Ladies just fall to their feet. I don't know what's going on. When he opens his mouth and
something
he starts singing.
Something in the air.
Yeah, it is. He's like a Corona King virus. You know, as soon as he opens his mouth, you get all hooked. But 30 seconds to a minute, Delaney, it's all yours.
Awesome. So, again, I'm just going to touch base on how you guys can reach out to me. You can find me at www.linktre. Period, E-E, slash, TALKDIRTEATOME. So that's Linktree / Talk Dirty to Me, okay? And then I do have an Instagram page that's going to be underscore, just like the last name, Talk Dirty to Me, but it's going to be TALKDIRTEATOME. And on my Facebook, you can look me up under Delaney Williams, and that's D-E-L-A-N-E-Y, Williams, spelled like normal. Or you can find me at Let's Get Dirty on Facebook as well. So Let's Get D-I-R-T-E-A. Yes, and I also have my business number that you guys can call and ask me any questions or reach out about the business opportunity if you want to involve yourself in it or just chat with me more about it. It's going to be at 316-553-6598. And I want to just take this time to thank you guys for having me on the show. I appreciate it. I'm right at home, and I felt comfortable from the jump. So thank you guys, and thank you to everybody that tuned in and chatted with your girl and asked me all of those wonderful questions. And I hope that I explain things in a way for you guys to understand and just get more comfortable with CBD. So, yeah, thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I want to thank everybody for the great questions. Ta-ta-ta, King, Miss Lisa,
yes,
of course,
absolutely.
Chef Cherise, and Ellen. And I want to thank all you guys for coming in. Great questions. And I will be calling you since I have the number and talk dirty to you, girl.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
See, look at you. It's talk dirty like tea, not dirty.
Yeah. Getting my pimp daddy on. Don't forget to call the number, get the product. Delaney Williams, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much. Holler at the girl because you're my Facebook friend. You did amazing. There she goes. And don't forget, we got a show coming up in 10 seconds featuring the hip-hop artist King, everybody. Delaney, thank you. There she goes. Miss Williams,
thank
Miss
you.
Boss Lady. You're welcome. There you go. Now, you guys know the drill. We have to hang up. We have to end the show because King's on right now. So you have to call right back in, everybody. It's going to be a great show. We're going to switch over. We're going to switch over to our music show so we can interview King. All right. So we'll see you guys in 2 seconds. Bye.